House Bill 217, an act relating to certified nurses' aides and providing for effective date, has picked up a fiscal note. It will have a Finance Committee referral. Further unfinished business? Committee announcements? General announcements? Special orders? Representative Mulder.
Very quickly, Madam Speaker. In your absence this weekend, we did conduct the putting tournament, and I've held off until you returned to announce the results of the Fahrenkamp Classic. As I said before, Madam Speaker, last year we had raised about $17,000, and this year we were able to raise about $22,000. So I really want to thank the members here for the participation. I think it was a fun event. It was torturesome for me, but I think everybody else had a good time. With that, Madam Speaker, we do have in our presence here the winner of the tournament itself in terms of the low score. My friend and colleague from District 11 was the low score, the low putter, shooting a 16. And kudos to the representative from the airport district. Second place was Tim Kelly. Third place was Jerry Mackey. Fourth place was Pat Carter, then Pat Flynn, Ted Ludman, Tim Sullivan. The majority leader was tied for eighth with my friend and colleague from District 21, and Dave Stancliffe was number 10. For the women, Madam Speaker, Barbara Tuckness with the Teamsters had the low score with a 19. Linda Neeson was second with a 21, tied with Eleanor Rozier. Pam Johnson, Pam Barney was fifth. Paula Conroy, Edie McKinnon was seventh. And Wendy Linskoog and Linda Bonwell and Christy Grusendorf rounded out the top 10. In terms of teams, Madam Speaker, the winning team was headed by Senator Kelly with Christy and Tim Grusendorf. It goes to show they might need a golf course in Sitka someday. Second place team was James Armstrong, Barbara Tuckness, and George Tuckness with a 61. Oh, the winning team shot a 60. Second team was shot a 61. Third place team shot a 62. Those with Rick Urien, Ginger Johnston, and the majority leader. I had the fourth place team, Madam Speaker, with a 65. And Wendy Linskoog and Tom Morgan were on our team. Reed Stoops' team was the fifth place team with Lynn Stoops and my colleague from District 11. And Ben Brown, Edie McKinnon, and Josh Fink shot a 65 for the sixth place team. With that, Madam Speaker, I've now emptied out the chambers. But I would like to thank everybody for participating. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate the donations by many of you in terms of silent auction items and just the sheer participation. We had over a quarter of our members participate this year. Thanks again, Madam Speaker.
Representative Hodgins.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like permission of the House to speak on weekend activities.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you. I don't mean to bug anybody, but this weekend we do have... I do have a party that I throw, and it's been very successful in the Kenai area, and I would like to bring it down to this august village to see if we can maybe convert some of these people that are think they're more sophisticated or are more sophisticated than what we generally associate with out on the North Road of Kenai. With that, I am throwing a party, and it's called the Ugly Bug Ball, and it is almost all hosted. There are some exceptions, and that's the libations that ones would partake of while there. But I do have certain libations that will be hosted. The idea of the party is just to have a bunch of folks get together and have a good time. And the dress, because we call it the Ugly Bug Ball, means you don't have to dress up. But there are big prizes for those of you foolish enough to dress up as a bug. And as far as we do have some, we like to get a concept going, and it's called potluck hors d'oeuvres, so if somebody would like to bring a little bit of something, then that's fine. There's no charge for this. Henceforth, there's no donations to charity. It's just a good time. We do have live music, and we will have karaoke and a good time, and that will be Saturday night, 7:30 at the Elks Club, and it's just going to be a fun social thing, and it'll go until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And nobody's invited, but nobody's turned away. Thank you.
Representative Kemplin.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Permission to speak on champions?
Without objection, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, very briefly, there is an event that does occur that involves a lot of different people here that I have participated in, and that's been the bowling league, the championship, was determined last night, and two of the members of the championship team happened to be in the Ratchevich Gallery. I would like to introduce them to the members, and they are Tanya Iden, who happens to be one of my staff people, and Curtis Nelson, and those two of the three, and the third person happens to be moi. We were successful. The reason we won, I think, was, I think, to the great extent because of they carried the day, and I was just there to take up space. But it was a lot of fun, and we had a great time, and just wanted to share that information with the body. Thank you very much.
Further special orders. I want to remind everybody again, keep your packets on your table. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, ma'am. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House bug out, go bowling, stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday morning, April 18th.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday.